Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Well, hat stage. I need a good helmet for the banging my head against the wall stage. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. I love that. Joel will be joining me in just a moment, and Joel Skousen, and I'm grateful that you're tuned in. In fact, what a show. I just had Alan Stevo on. The book is Face Masks in One Lesson. And he's a terrific writer, has been writing for a long time and putting out some fantastic books. And so this goes through all of the evidence that face masks don't work. In fact, they actually impede your health. And so, you know, there's a lot of info out there, and I hope people are open to understanding both sides. Clearly, we need some more of that. So some interesting information came out, and I'll play this before Joel pops in. This information, Tony Bobulinski, am I saying that wrong? I'm probably saying it wrong. He was Hunter Biden's associate, and this came out. And I know you guys probably watched the debate. I don't even care about the debates. The debates are so stupid. It's just political theater at its finest. It's ridiculous. Nobody gets asked the right questions. We're told to just care about what they look like. It's ridiculous. So I don't even want to spend a ton of time on that. But I do want to play Tony's tape for you because he actually whistleblows and says, okay, this is what we were all up to, and Biden wanted to keep it concealed. This is interesting. Here you go.
To set the record straight about the involvement of the Biden family, Vice President Biden, his brother Jim Biden, and his son, Hunter Biden, in dealings with the Chinese. I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden. I have also heard that Vice President Biden said on Tuesday that Senator Ron Johnson, the chair of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, should be ashamed for suggesting that Biden family sought to profit from their name. Well, here are the facts I know, and everything I'm saying is corroborated by emails, WhatsApp chats, agreements, documents, and other evidence. And the American people can judge for themselves. I brought, I guess, for record, three phones that spanned the years 2015 through 2018. These phones have never been held by anybody else besides myself. I was told this past Sunday by somebody who was also involved in this matter that if I went public this information, it would bury all of us, man. The Bidens included. I have no wish to bury anyone. I've never been political. The few contributions I have made have been to Democrats. But what I am is a patriot and a veteran. To protect my family name and my business reputation, I need to ensure that the true facts are out there. In late 2015, I was approached by James Gillier, whom I had known for many years, about joining him in a deal which he said would involve the Chinese state-owned enterprise, CEFC China Energy, and what he called one of the most prominent families in the United States. I was informed first by Gillier, and then by Hunter Biden, and by Rob Walker, who was working with the Bidens, that the Bidens wanted to form a new entity with CFC, which was to invest in infrastructure, real estate, and technology in the U.S. and around the world. And the entity would initially be capitalized with $10 million and then grow to billions of dollars of investment capital. After months of discussion, I agreed at Gilliar and Hunter Biden's request to become CEO of the entity to be called Sinohawk. Sino representing the Chinese side, Hawk representing Hunter Biden's brother Bo's favorite animal. And between February and May 2017, we exchanged numerous emails, documents, and WhatsApp messages concerning Sinohawk and its potential business. On May 2, 2017, the night before Joe Biden was to appear at the Milken Conference, I was introduced to Joe Biden by Jim Biden and Hunter Biden. At my approximately hour-long meeting with Joe that night, we discussed the Biden's history, the Biden's family business plans with the Chinese, with which he was plainly familiar, at least at a high level. After that meeting, I had numerous communications with Hunter, Walker, Gilliar, and Jim Biden regarding the allocation of the equity ownership of Sinohawk. On May 13, 2017, I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10% held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden, and Jim for Jim Biden. In fact, Hunter often referred to his father as the big guy or my chairman. On numerous occasions, it was made clear to me that Joe Biden's involvement was not to be mentioned in writing, but only face to face. In fact, I was advised by Gilliar and Walker that Hunter and Jim Biden were paranoid about keeping Joe Biden's involvement secret. I also had a disagreement with Hunter about the funds CFC was contributing to Sinohawk. Hunter wanted $5 million of those funds to go to himself and his family, so he wanted the funds wired directly to an entity affiliated with him. I objected because that was contrary to our written agreements concerning Sinohawk. He said, referring to the chairman, his father, that CFC was really investing in the Biden family, that he held the Trump card, and that he was the one putting his family legacy on the line. He also said to me on May 17, 2017, that CFC wanted to be my partner, to be partner with the Bidens. During these negotiations, I repeated to Hunter and others that Sinohawk could not be Hunter's personal piggy bank. And I demanded that proper corporate governance procedures be implemented for capital distributions. Hunter became very upset with me. CFC, through July 2017, was assuring me the funds would be transferred to Sinohawk, but they were never sent to our company. Instead, I found out from Senator Johnson's September report that the $5 million was sent in August 2017 to entities affiliated with Hunter. Tomorrow, I will be meeting with the Senate committee members concerning this matter, and I will be providing to the FBI the devices which contain the evidence corroborating what I have said. So I will not be taking any questions at this time.
All right. Oh, boy. I'm actually joined with Joel Skelton. How are you, my friend?
I'm just fine. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you.
A little late, but better late than never.
Hey, I'm okay with that. We actually had to play that tape anyway, so this is good. And I hope everybody kind of absorbed what was being said. There's a lot of shenanigans going on, and we've gone through the whole corrupt piece by piece specific details of what's been going on with Biden and China as much as we can right now this week. And it's been really telling, but I just wanted to let you guys know, I've got Joel Skousen here, political scientist specializing in the philosophy of law and constitutional theory, also designer of high security residences and retreats. And what a career you've had. In fact, you've done so many things, so many books to your credit, Essential Principles for the Conservation of Liberty, The Secure Home, How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home, constant guest on Alex Jones, all kinds of different talk shows, you name it. You've been a busy man this year.
Well, I'm always busy. I publish the World Affairs Brief every week on
Friday.
Every
week, I was just getting to that. So,
it really takes a lot of time.
It does.
You know, there's so much news out there, so many nuances of what's going on, so many scandals and
deceptions that you have to vet. People don't realize how much time it takes to go through one article.
Yeah.
A lot of assumptions made, things like that. And you have to point out what's true, what's not true.
That's what I do in the brief. That's right.
World Affairs with an S. Brief, worldaffairsbrief.com. Make sure you go there and get this. It really is good. You go through all the headlines. Give your take.
Yes, I'm covering, you know, the Biden, you know, scandal and all the things that you've just been covering here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the recording, the press conference that we just heard, which is really dynamite. You know, Glenn Greenwald, who's gay and leftist, he couldn't even stand Adam Schiff saying this was a Russian collusion hoax.
That's true.
He says, I mean, there's virtually no evidence of that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how would the Russians have got the computer, dropped it off, and put Biden's signature on the thing at the computer repair store?
It's only so much, I think, the most gullible will believe, right?
But, you know, the FBI has been covering this up for months. They've had this thing for 10 months and not done anything with it. No investigation, no prosecutor, nothing going on. But this is just really criminal conduct, not only about the pay for play, but, you know, the sexual misconduct and the druggy, you know, pictures of him with the cocaine pipes sticking out of his mouth when he's asleep. And I mean, but, you know, there's also Rudy Giuliani has seen apparently all of the tapes and the sexual-oriented stuff, and he says it's really bad. In fact, he called the Delaware police to report it because he's required to do that as a former prosecutor when he saw it. But you have to ask the question, how did Giuliani get the tapes when they're in the custody of the FBI?
Yeah.
And the FBI didn't leak it. Well, Alex Jones has a Chinese defector. He says the Chinese have the tapes because it took place in China.
Okay.
And they were recording, apparently.
Interesting.
And so, and it's really bad. It involves torture as well as sexual misconduct with underage girls. And so this is really a big scandal. And you can see why the mainstream media doesn't want any of this to gain any traction.
Yeah.
They're just total denial.
Ignoring it
because, you know, and they don't want to ask. Anytime Hunter has been asked, he says, I just have no comment. But he isn't even denying it because, I mean, it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows it's going to be worse if he denies it and it gets opened up and leaked, which it should.
Yeah, it really should. Let's hope, huh? I can't believe that even in their quest for the impeachment, that they absolutely ignored the fact that Biden was admitting the very thing they were accusing Trump of doing on tape and completely ignored it and won't ask him a single question. Of course not. You know, we should expect this now, right? In the press, just completely ignoring. Yeah. You know, when they go this far, I know they try to appear credible as often as they can. The bobbleheads that read from the scripts, they try to appear credible, but this stuff just shoots that all to hell. They can't keep trying to put out this facade of credibility going this far and doing these kinds of antics, because I swear even the most gullible person could really sort of look at this and go, wow, they're really one-sided and they're actually just spinning lies. I don't know. Will we get to a point where that'll finally, will they spin themselves out of control?
Well, you know, they control all the mainstream media, including Fox News.
Yes, they do.
You know, if Tucker Carlson were any less popular, they'd get rid of him, but they can't afford to get rid of
Tucker
Carlson.
Yeah, they can't afford it. Yeah. That would shoot all their credibility facade,
yes,
right?
With the conservatives who they're trying to influence with people like Chris Wallace, who's a leftist and globalist in deep state.
We'll be right back. More with Joel Skousen when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You can even ask him questions. 888-673-1450. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. I have the terrific Joel Skousen with me, and so happy about that. And he does the World Affairs with an S, worldaffairsbrief.com. You need to sign up for this by emailing editor at worldaffairsbrief, because what that'll do is it'll deliver this information into your email box, and you'll be able to read this and his take on the headlines and what's going on behind the scenes. I know that Biden mentioned dark winter several times, and Trump said there wouldn't be a dark winter if he gets into office. That I hope that that makes your toes curl and that you have this little shiver down your spine, because this comes from the dark winter that Biden was promising, comes from the 2001 exercise known as Dark Winter. And it predicted all these aspects of government pandemic response clear back then that would reemerge, right? In last October, a year ago, the Event 201, hosted by Johns Hopkins, which I've done very revealing shows on. Check out those podcasts. They're the guys that brought us public health. And then, of course, Bill Gates and his crew. And they predicted, man, they were so correct. What a Christmas miracle. A global pandemic caused by the novel coronavirus, because they own the patents since 1999, just months before the outbreak. And so this was called a simulation called Crimson Contagion. And it had a lot of the same aspects that we're going through right now, all built into it. And subsequent lockdowns, and it goes into lots more, a lot more control, engineering, contagion, anthrax. This was kind of built off the anthrax, coronavirus, rise of the biotech industrial complex. It goes into some scary stuff that could be happening to us. On the heels of that, people were wondering why he said dark winter and why Trump countered that. Keep that in mind, that this was set up. Does it just shock you ever how much of this they put out there, and they do it in simulation and in fake drills and everything else? Does it ever shock you, Joel?
Well, not since 9/11, of course, when they're running all those drills. They do that to, of course, tie up all the resources. You know, when you're running a false flag operation, they tie up all the resources so that when a real emergency happens during an exercise, nobody knows whether this is real or part of the exercise.
That's what happened 9/11 morning.
That's exactly what happened all over 9/11. That's what happened in several other, you know, recent false flags. But, you know, this debate was particularly egregious because, and in fact, I'm surprised that Trump acceded to the debate, you know, when they gave him six categories, and one of them wasn't foreign policy. They weren't going to allow him to ask any questions. There wasn't anything about any of the scandals, of course. And, you know, Trump tried to get it in and got it in, you know, as an issue of national security. And it really is, you know, when you pay for play with the Chinese, it's a real issue of national security. But, you know, Ms. Welker had been a Democratic donor for many years. I mean, this was not a neutral, and there is no such thing as a neutral person. I mean, they put Fox News on it. Who do they pick? They pick Chris Wallace, you know, who's the son of Deep State Mike Wallace.
Yes.
And so every question that they posed, you know, was an attack question about Donald Trump, and everything to Biden was a softball question.
Yep.
And, you know, Biden, you know, on the immigration talk, you know, Trump was right. You know, so many of these parents or these children that are dropped off, you know, and they can't find their parents, you know, mm-hmm. this isn't true mm-hmm. if they're the real children.
Right.
Because when they separate the children.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be, you know, they get all the information where they are, and if they leave the facilities, they know where they're going to, mm-hmm. you know, live, et cetera. But you see, if you come in with a coyote and you have a fake parent that you're attached to as a child,
mm-hmm.
and they get separated, you know, they don't care about the child.
Right.
They got in already, and they don't need the child anymore, and that's where they lose contact.
Right.
And so Trump was correct. He says these children are brought in by coyotes, not their real parents. And Biden just lied. No, no, no. These are brought in by their real parents, and the Trump administration lost their name. I mean, he was just lying. And you know, if Trump had made any error, and when he does, you know, the mediator is right there mm-hmm, to ask him mm-hmm. a counter question and to say that it can't be true, Mr. President, because of this and this and this. Not a single counter to any of the lies that Biden told. It was just really very difficult to watch. But to his credit, Donald Trump was much more presidential in this debate.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they did cut off the microphone when he did try to interject. But, you know, when it's rigged against you, that's the only way he got by and won mm-hmm. the last debate. It was by interjecting and not letting the moderator, quote, moderator, get away with
right.
Their bias. But he was very, very careful not to do that very often this time. And I think he came out much, much better. In fact, the hard left, all they could come out with, you know, was a minor attack about Donald Trump that he didn't take enough time to explain this. And that's all they can come up with, you know, he did a good job.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. All right. 2020 election is about survival of Western civilization. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, that's the topic of the headline of the World Affairs Brief. And it's a very important topic because it's not just Donald Trump against Joe Biden. It's Donald Trump versus a movement, as Thomas Klingenstein of the Claremont Institute gave an excellent talk, which I linked to in the brief. If people get the sample from me this week, they'll see this excellent talk by Thomas Klingenstein. And he goes into the fact, he says, you know, this isn't about just tearing down Confederate statues. This is tearing down anything about the positive history of the United States. They don't want the history of justice, the history of equality under the law. They want special privileges. They want, you know.
Because we have equality under the law.
That's right.
We always have
equality under the law.
So they hate
judgment. Mm-hmm. That's called racist because it always comes out of the favor. Well, it doesn't always come out in favor of the white. The point is that judgment is very crucial in a free society because it allows you not only to see goodness and merit, but allows you to see bad performance, chronic bad judgment, and other things which are typical, and penalize people as they should be penalized for chronic bad judgment. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the left hates that. That's racist. You know, it's white privilege. It's white dominance. It's corporate oppression, you know, that's doing all this. There's no allowance in their discussion. So what Klingenstein brought out was the fact that this is a war against your free speech, not theirs.
Right.
You're not allowed to say life or tell life as it is and to use judgment to explain life as it is. If you say anything that puts in a category, for example, blacks in the ghetto, which have certain, you know, fatherless problems.
A certain amount of crime.
Mm-hmm. If you make any generalization.
Right.
Then you're racist. But you see, generalizations are a very important part of the human ability to think because you do not have time to assess every threat that comes before you. And so, you know, you don't have time to sit down with an interview with a guy with tattoos and dreadlocks and other things and to see if he's going to kill you or not. He comes dressed like a gang member. He's got a knife sticking out of his belt.
Right.
You know, and he's sneering at you and calling you names. You're going to use generalization. You're going to say, this is a danger to me, and I'm going to use that generalization to exit and not. And I'm not going to speak to him. I'm not going to give him a chance to get to know him because it's too dangerous. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a normal human being response, and that's being denied by all of this. And so the problem is that we are being denied the ability to use justice, to use free speech. We're being denied the freedom to select information on the internet because the guardians of the internet, the Googles and the Twitters and the Facebooks, are censoring.
Oh, man, I'm censored right now from commenting on public sites. I mean, it's just amazing how they're purging people this week before the election. They want to purge and purge and purge and get rid of any accounts, even though people haven't even been in their Facebook jail, right? The social media is going insane right now on information. Information about COVID. This is why I say right now, I had to put up a post because the autopsies, the CDC called for no autopsies on the COVID, and then they limited them and gave stipulations on them. But you have to break up the links of any articles you put on Facebook. You also, I don't call COVID COVID, I call it CO. You change some of the buzzwords that the software is picking up. And isn't it sad that I have to say that living in America? Because you would think I lived in communist China. You would think that.
Yeah. Well,
from what I just said.
And we are censoring like that. But it's very crucial. Now, the DOJ is suing Google now over antitrust allegations. And it's a pretty tight case, similar to what they did when they went after Microsoft. But the problem with that is that you only force a breakup of Google.
Right.
They separate. They have to sell off
not the
YouTube.
Control.
They have to sell off YouTube. They have to, you know, the search engine has to be broken up. But you see, they can still manipulate, even if you sell it off in corporate partnerships, just like they're manipulating, you know, between Twitter and Facebook and other things like that.
It's held by
so
ABC.
It doesn't. So you really have to go after them on the issue. And, you know, the Supreme Court in the Civil Rights Act of 1964 made a very serious mistake. They said, in order to make the Civil Rights Act apply to private businesses who had traditionally under the law, the right to choose who they would serve. Remember the signs in the restaurant?
Mm-hmm. We reserve
the right to serve people without, you know, with shoes and coats and other things.
Sure.
Well, they made that illegal, saying once you're open to the public, you're no longer able to discriminate. Okay? So they really should apply in a civil rights case this to Google and Facebook. Since you have monopoly status and you are open to the public and receive all this, you're not allowed to discriminate on a person's political beliefs, and you're not allowed to censor. Now, that's the only way to handle these people, even though I disagree with the original law, that because I believe on private. You see, these companies are not truly private.
They're not. They're not.
I covered in the World Affairs Brief the background of Google and how they use DARPA money, you know, to fund.
You know,
When they came out with this search engine, you know, Google, it was free. And they weren't doing any advertising, and I saw there was a big bucks behind this. How can they keep going for 2 and 3 years offering this for free and no advertising? That's because they had all
of this. Because it was Yahoo. I mean, it was all these different places, and you're right.
Yeah, and Google came up and swallowed them up because they had underground funding from the government. And then you look at Facebook, you know, and Mark Zuckerberg, how they helped him through the legal battles between he and the competitors when he ripped off, you know, people to create Facebook.
CIA operation that ended the day that, you know, just prior to Facebook coming out.
That's right.
When the CIA already had this underway.
Yeah. So these are not truly private. This is a conspiracy of power. This is a conspiracy of collusion with government. And unfortunately, there's a major conspiracy between government and big pharmaceuticals in the term they always control the FDA. They always control the committee which rules on vaccine safety. You know, when their vaccine manufacturers have representatives on vaccine safety, sure, they're going to rubber stamp it.
Right.
You know, but it's the collusion in government is just tremendous. Anybody who says that there's no conspiracy, you know, just doesn't know the history of life.
So true. There's too many public-private partnerships taking root, and also want it both ways. They do. They want it both ways. They want to be able to censor, and then they want to be able to say we're private.
We're private, so you can't touch us.
Yep.
You know.
Oh.
Yeah.
We also need to talk about the second wave. This is coming up. I should play the Redfield clip that says, we don't know the difference between the flu and the COVID for the fall. Gee, might be a problem. That clip just drives me crazy.
Well, you know, the CDC has admitted as of July that they don't actually have the genome of the COVID-19 virus.
They have
have not isolated the virus. And so how can you make a test, you know, when you haven't isolated the virus? And in fact, we know, and I published this 2 weeks ago in the World Affairs Brief, that the Germans said it was Dr. Drosten of Germany who provided a computer model of the test, and it's not the actual virus.
It's not the test. This is why when they did perform the 225 autopsies and then 150, they couldn't find COVID. Maybe in one case they thought it might be it. Thrombosis and pneumonia came up. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. But don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. But don't fence me in.
Hi there,
let
welcome
me
back.
Be by myself.
Kate Daly Show. Get over to Balance of Nature. Put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. You'll get 35% off and free shipping. It's a great product, clean product. No chemicals, no nothing, just 31 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down, and you can take that and you'll thank me for that one. There is really good product. Uncle Milty started taking it, and a week in he was like, wow, this really is good. I said, I know, it is good. It's a fantastic product. I'd actually have some for your food storage too. Okay, welcome back. I've got Joel Skousen and worldaffairsbrief.com, and you need to apply for that. Just email editor@worldaffairsbrief, and he'll help you get that every single... How often is it published now?
Friday. Every Friday.
Every Friday.
It comes out. Yeah.
That's what keeps you so darn busy. I don't know how you do it.
And it also comes with a preparedness tip. My son, the engineer, writes a prep tip each each week as well, and that's one of the most popular because it's positive. You know, it's something that you can do. Mm-hmm. It's not all the bad news that I put out.
Jump off a cliff kind of news. We laugh about that on the radio because it's just sometimes it feels that way, and I don't mean to. It's just we have to figure out what's going on.
The truth is not positive. That's the problem. Yeah.
That's so true. We're talking about some of the things that he's been commenting on in World Affairs Brief. We were just talking about the election. Do you want to give any thoughts on the election?
Well,
election day,
I'm a political scientist, and I'll tell you, it's very, very hard to call. You can't trust polling anymore because, you see, everybody's got cell phones. And you know, when's the last time you had a polling person call you?
Yeah,
I haven't. I can't even remember. They have set people that they call because they know what their affiliation and their computer can generate. If you want 50, 40, everybody, they know the people to call to give you those results. And so what used to keep the manipulation of the election in check was exit polling. Because when you have live exit polling, asking people, every person who comes out of the poll, how did you vote, et cetera, you get a pretty accurate, within 1% or 2% of exit polling is traditional. Right. But now COVID has given the excuse to say, no voting in person. Do it by mail, because there's nothing to check against when it's vote by mail, to recount. And I'll tell you, a recount of the little dots, because the computer, it's very, very difficult, hard on the eyes. It's very costly. It takes months to do a manual recount. It's just not going to happen. And that's what they want. But exit polling used to keep them fairly honest, but not anymore. It's just all over the map. The Biden campaign says we're going to win by double digits, and the Trump internal polling says, he's going to win barely. But when you look at the election, Donald Trump barely won in some key swing districts. And all of those swing districts went Democratic in 2016. Mm-hmm. And so technically, Donald Trump should lose, except for the fact that the Democrats have scared America to death.
Right.
They've scared America with this AOC Green New Deal and getting rid of airplanes and cars and fossil fueled engines by 2030 or 2050. And it doesn't matter what the date set. I mean, just it's not going to happen.
Right.
Except to cause a great deal of hardship with people, taking away property rights, having a national health care a steady income for all, or what do they call that?
Universal
income for all. I mean, this is something they're really pushing. In fact, they've got a new name for the pandemic called the syndemic, meaning systematic change in the world. And that's the pandemic. And it requires a social vaccine, they say. We need new laws. We need universal income. We need climate change. And all this is going to be tucked into the remedy for the pandemic, including the vaccine. The mandate for the vaccine is going to be something that is going to be pushed. Trump says he's not going to do the vaccine mandate, but that's why they pulled this off on a state level. The whole pandemic is because they knew Trump wouldn't do it or go along with it on a national or on a federal level. But all bets are off. Biden says I'm going to do a mandate. He says I'm going to do a transgender mandate as well.
At the age of eight.
So that all boys who want to compete in girls' sports can do so. I mean, it's just – but I think it's scaring Americans to death. And so this may backfire on them. I've been asked many times as a political scientist, why do you think the Democrats picked a soft, weak candidate like Joe Biden?
Right.
Well, Tucker Carlson says, and he may have something, he says Biden is disarming in the sense that he just doesn't give you the feeling that he's a real rogue communist, you say. And he isn't. He's a puppet, and he goes along with him. But the machine behind him is extremely dangerous, and the machine's represented more by Kamala Harris, who's a really radical person, who is a person who slept her way to fame in politics.
And says a lot about women empowerment, huh?
Yeah. And, she's a radical feminist. She's a leftist. Her husband even made a slip, by saying, my wife is the next president of the United States and vice president. He corrected himself. But, they really talk openly within Democratic circles that Biden isn't going to last, that it's going to be Kamala Harris.
She said Harris-Biden.
Yeah, even she said the Harris-Biden administration. But here's the key is that these people they fear that this first time through with this radical agenda may be a big backlash. And Hillary Clinton, that's the reason she didn't want to run under this, said, let's let Biden run. In other words, if it's a backlash, we can throw him in the trash and then mm-hmm. I'll rise as the new moderate, or someone else will rise right. as the new moderate to downplay this. But they're going to try to do it the radical way, and they've got a fall guy. Yeah. Joe Biden is the fall guy.
Interesting, because this is what's been going on with vaccines, too, is there's now backlash, right?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
it's worked against them. So anyway.
Yeah, it is. But they're really, I mean, the censorship on vaccines is just incredible. You know, when I'm preparing my World Affairs brief, I do most of the writing on Thursday, and sometimes I have to check things. And you know, I used to be able to go to DuckDuckGo, which didn't censor, and get, you know,
sure.
But now they're starting to censor. Yeah. They bought into it like Google. But you go to Google, and I try to pick up any of these really conspiracy facts and theories to see if they're you just can't get anything out of Google. They're so good now at censoring.
They really are.
Just nothing comes up.
Yeah.
Except maybe debunking stuff. I mean, if you
no alternative info.
That's right. If you put in about the JFK assassination, it's all debunking.
yep.
If you put in about 9/11, you know, as an insider, it's all debunking about things. It's just
so true.
You have to go through page after page to look for something. And it's, I mean, the censorship is.
I had to go to Italy's health ministry, and then I had to transpose that into American to find out what was going on in Italy, because we just could not get straight news.
Right.
I mean, it's insane what we have to do now. But that's why it's so time consuming.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I've learned so many languages, is I have to access foreign news reports in order to get the truth. I mean, the Germans, for example, had a 1 million-man march protesting the COVID restrictions in Berlin. But we're lucky if we could get 200 or 300 here in the U.S., protesting. And that's because, unfortunately, most Americans still get their news from the mainstream news.
Mm-hmm.
And most Germans, or at least a much higher percentage of Germans, get their news through the internet and through alternative news sources. And that's why it's much easier to build a rebellion there than it is here in the United States.
What do you think happens with second wave coming?
Well,
there is no
real second wave. Mm-hmm. What they've done, they've got the perfect vehicle for manufacturing a second wave, and that's the phony test. You know, the phony test, the COVID test is about 90% on average, 86% to 92% false positive. And so it's very easy to take anyone who comes into the hospital with a chronic or pneumonia or any kind of respiratory disease, whether it's asthma and other things, and test them for COVID and say, positive test, therefore they would collect my $13,000 from the federal government, put them on an ICU, put them in an ICU so that we show that they're filling things up. Because they get extra money for putting in an ICU, and that's why they're filling up.
How much money altogether do they get per patient?
Well, they get $13,000 for every COVID patient. They get $39,000 for every COVID patient they put on a ventilator.
Right.
And there's a certain sum for putting them in the ICUs. I'm not sure what that dollar amount is. But that's why there's these perverse incentives to push people into this second wave. But there's no way to really distinguish with these phony tests between pneumonia, viral pneumonia especially, and SARS-1.
And thrombosis that they get from being on the, they can say that because they're saying, oh, there's blood clots. This is partial to small blood clots. Well, being on a ventilator causes that too.
That's right, because they're pressurizing the lung.
Right.
It's not just putting them on oxygen, which is much milder in terms of its response. But when you put them on a ventilator, you're force exercising the lung, and you can cause blood clots and damage to the lungs that way.
So now we're seeing the numbers ramp up again. We're going Italy, Ireland's in a lockdown?
Yeah, Ireland's now in a lockdown for 6 weeks. All businesses closed. I mean,
over the holidays.
How do people survive this? It's just really
our holiday, I should say. And so now Italy is talking about it. Now they're ramping up to that. They're saying we should go into a lockdown. Europe is. So of course we're there as well, right?
Well, the EU wants a lockdown all across Europe, but there are certain countries that don't want it. Austria is very much against it with the Freedom Party in charge there. And most of the Eastern European states are not buying into this at all. They really work the alternate side of the internet. And so, but I think they're going to, I just don't think they intend to let us to be free. I think they're going to push this thing clear through 2021. And they can do it with this false test. And it's amazing, you know, that there's a certain amount of experts and doctors, 3,000 of them, mostly from Europe. You know, Europe does not have the same egregious lock on doctors, threatening them with their license if they oppose, like they do in the United States. Mm-hmm. If you oppose the protocols, like Dr. Brownstein just got a threatening letter from the FEC saying, you know, you have put right. out on your site that certain people took these and these vitamins and they got well. And you cannot say that. You have to do all these expensive double-blind studies or you cannot make any statement. I said, he says, all I'm doing is telling X patient had this thing and this was the result. That's not claiming it's a result for everybody, right. but they won't allow it. They don't want the truth out there.
And then there's Fulmic that came out, yes. the German, who said, well, I'm going to take this all the way to court. We have a group in Germany that's interested, yeah. right?
And he's, yes, Dr. Fulmic is one of the best litigators against major corporations for fraud.
Deutsche Bank.
And things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Deutsche Bank for VW mm-hmm. for the diesel fraud and one of the biggest shipping companies in the world for fraud. And so he's putting together a class action suit to actually. And the problem with that, though, is that it's hard to take that before a judge with trillions of dollars of damages. I mean, how do you assess the damages?
Right.
And, you know, a class is going to be so big. And if you go to a state court, it could bankrupt the state. You know, the government caused this phony pandemic by what they pushed. And now they're responsible under tort laws for the damages. And he can prove that it was falsified. He's got the data on the phony testing, on the phony death rate, who did it, when they put it out, and make them responsible for it.
Yeah.
I mean, Fauci could be sued for billions. The CDC can be sued for billions. And, you know, these are federal agencies, but, you know, they have an ability to get private funding because they have a foundation associated with the CDC, which brings in money from the Gates Foundation and other people. And that's how you control all of these so-called government agencies. They should not. I mean, they say, well, we're saving the taxpayers' money because we have this foundation which does all this testing, these double-blind studies. And, of course, we need contributions. Who gives the contributions? The big pharmaceuticals who are going to do the tests, and they put their people on the boards, and they run the tests, and they stamp them and say it's okay.
Boy. And three things to think about. No business has ever really been shut down because they didn't put up the sign and didn't obey everything. They really haven't. You haven't seen it. Has a business actually been shut down by public health? Have they actually been able to do it? Also, the numbers are going up because they're testing college students and K through 12. Who's wearing the mask all the time? College students in K-12, they're forced to, right?
Yeah.
So there's some obvious things that are going on that I wish people would take into account because it would really blow the whole through the narrative, but people don't want to think of it in those terms. It's just ridiculous. So we got to figure out ways to fight these things.
Well, the only way to fight it, of course, is to do what we're doing, is putting out and getting people to listen to the alternative news sources. I mean, there are plenty out there. John Rappaport is the best on the phony testing.
He's great.
Culture Evolution is a good website, and these have all been censored, by the way, on the major news panels. Alex Jones had to start his own band.video in order to get his message out.
Right.
And Sergeant Report just got banned from 3 years ago from YouTube, went to Patreon, and now got banned from them, saying you have violated our community standards, whatever those are. But they won't ever specify exactly what. They don't want to be liable for a court suit.
So true. I've got a video coming out this weekend of 16 clips that are very damning in their own words. That blow the hole through the narrative, too. We just have to keep putting this stuff out there.
It's like Amazon, you know. It's banned James Perloff book on COVID-19 and it's fraud, and yet they'll put books on masochistic and gay sex and other things, and yet this violates community standards.
Kind of amazing. Email editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
For a free sample issue.
Editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, worldaffairsbrief.com. Joel Skousen, thank you.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
That was awesome. Thank you. And be faithful, be fearless. See you back here next week, of course.